أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. In the previous ayats, Allah Ta'ala exhorted us, encouraged us to make tawbah and to purify our hearts of all the diseases of the heart, particularly the diseases of kufr, shirk and munafaqat. That is, that outwardly we say we believe, but inwardly there is no belief. For that now Allah Ta'ala gives two examples of righteous women and those women who were disloyal to their husbands. That is as far as Iman and Deen and Islam is concerned. So that all can take a lesson from there, especially the kuffar, the non-believers, and the munafiqeen, so that they can realize that this just outward show is not going to help. They were the wives of great Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, of Nuh alayhi salam and Lut alayhi salam. Outwardly they also were like Muslims, but inwardly they did not believe and they were with the non-believers. So Allah said that though they were even the wives of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam, but that is not going to help them on the day of Qiyamah in any way whatsoever. So we also, whatever our relation, whether our parents are some great alims or great Sufis or something, or our children or whoever, that can only help if our Iman is intact. Amal, there can be a weakness, but Iman, it has to be proper. That will only help us on the day of Qiyamah. So we should not rest on our laurels that we are so and so and we are associated with so and so. That is not going to help us. We have to check our own Iman that it has to be in order and properly. So Allah Ta'ala says, ضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. Allah Ta'ala ne batlai ek mithal. Allah has given one example here. لِلَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مُنْكِرُوا كَ وَاسْتَ. And this is especially for those people who disbelieve, that they take a lesson from here. That they disbelieve, whether it is hidden, whether it is apparent, but it's not going to help them, no matter what their outward connection is with whosoever. Even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to his own daughter Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, that engage more in ibadat, make more sajdas. Otherwise, I also, though you are my daughter, I will not be able to help you on the day of Qiyamah. Everyone will have to stand on his own feet, on his own amal, what he has got. Imra'ata Nuhim wa imra'ata Lut. Aurat Nuh ki or aurat Lut ki. Give them the example of the wife of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who was a very great Nabi of Allah Ta'ala, and who is also known as the father of the Anbiya, and also the wife of Lut alayhi salam. Both of them, though they were the wives, they were not disloyal in any other way. But as far as Iman is concerned, they were disloyal. They did not bring Iman on Allah Ta'ala and on the Nabi also, as that Iman was required. So Allah Ta'ala says, take an example, that though they were so close to the Nabi, so intimate with the Nabi, but yet that did not help them also. On the day of Qiyamah, that was of no avail to them. Kanata tahta abdaini min ibadina salihin. Ghar mein thi dono, do nek bandon ke, hamari nek bandon mein se. They were in the homes, in the marriage of two of our servants who were righteous and very pious. They were the Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, and they were in the homes. We say you must have the sohbat, the company of the pious. Who can have more greater the company of the pious if your own husband is a pious person, if he is a Nabi of Allah Ta'ala? But that also, if there is an Iman in the heart, that is not going to help. So that Iman, a person must be concerned about it. Otherwise, whatever our relationship with anyone is concerned, no matter how close and how great it is, but if we haven't got our Iman in order, it is not going to help us. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا فَخَانَتَاهُمَا. Phir unhone unse chori ki. They then were disloyal and disobedient to them. They're not outwardly, it's not that they had any other affairs or anything, na'uzu billah, but with regard to their iman, they were not what the Nabi, and they had nifaq, they did not believe in Allah Ta'ala in their hearts. Though outwardly they were together, but inwardly they were not together. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا پھر وہ کام نہ آئے ان کے اللہ کے ہاتھ سے کچھ بھی. That did not help them in any way whatsoever. So just our outward connection, yeah, we are together, all of us. And we make namaz together. We attend good ijtimaas, jalsas, etc. But if our iman is not in order, then this outward connection is not going to help us. We have to see that our iman is correct. May Allah bless us with proper iman. And when He takes us, may He take us with this full and proper iman. That is a thing a person must always be concerned about and work and make dua for. That Allah Ta'ala keeps us on this iman and takes us with the correct iman. فَلَمْ يُغْنِيَا عَنْهُمَا مِنَ اللَّهِ شَيْئًا پھر وہ کام نہ آئے ان کے اللہ کے ہاتھ سے کچھ بھی. That did not help them anything, this outward connection. وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ اور حکم ہوا کہ چلی جاؤ دوزخ میں جانے والوں کے ساتھ. And though they were the wives of the Anbiya, but they were also given the command that you enter into the fire of Jahannam with the rest of the people who are entering in the Jahannam, in Jahannam. These are things that should really shake us up and wake us up. And in the next which will come, that we see that even if the wives are very pious, but the husbands are not righteous and they don't have iman, though they are so close with their wives, it's not going to help the husbands also in the least. But so it's a thing that we have to be concerned about. This world is a very short time. The real life, how long will be the qabr? And then the day of Qiyamah. And the real life is the eternal life thereafter. We should have concern for that. And we should prepare for that for ourselves, our families, our wives, the husbands, for our children, for everyone. We should have that concern. And the very least we can do is to make dua for that. And we should make practical effort also. May Allah give us all tawfiq.